top 5 cybersecurity priorities in 2026. Why AI-native security is at the center of every one of them. Every year, someone publishes a cybersecurity priorities list. Most of them read like a compliance checklist dressed in a new language. This isn't that. What's different in 2026 is not the categories of risk. It's the speed, scale, and intelligence of the threats inside them. Attackers have access to the same AI capabilities that defenders do. In most cases, they're moving faster. And the organizations getting left behind are the ones still treating AI as a feature to be added to existing security architecture, rather than the foundation every priority now requires. These are the 5 areas every serious security leader is focused on right now. And in every single one, AI-native security is not optional. It's the operating assumption. Attackers aren't waiting for your AI strategy to mature. The organizations that treat AI-native security as a future investment are already behind. Priority 1, defending against AI-augmented threats. Phishing that passes every legacy filter. Malware that rewrites itself to evade detection. Social engineering is so personalized that it fools experienced analysts. These aren't theoretical. They're in production across threat actor ecosystems right now. The catch-up game between attack and defense has always existed. What's changed is the acceleration. AI has compressed the cycle from months to hours. Static signatures and rule-based detection were already showing their age. Against AI-augmented adversaries, they're simply not fit for purpose. The only credible defense is one that matches the adaptive pattern learning capability of the attacker. That means AI-native detection. Systems that learn from behavioral signals across your environment in real time, not systems that wait for a known signature to match. The question isn't whether AI is being used against you. It's whether you're using AI well enough to notice. Priority 2, securing the AI infrastructure you've already built. In 2025, enterprises adopted AI tools at a pace that outstripped any serious security review. LLMs were integrated into customer-facing products, internal workflows, and developer pipelines, often without dedicated threat modeling, access controls, or data governance. In 2026, the bill is coming due. Prompt injection attacks, data exfiltration via model outputs, shadow AI deployments that bypass approved tooling. These are real attack surfaces, and most organizations have only just started mapping them. Securing AI infrastructure requires AI-native thinking. You need tools that understand what normal looks like for an LLM in production and can flag when a model is behaving in ways that suggest compromise, manipulation, or misuse. Legacy DLP and CASB tools weren't built for this. Most of them still aren't. Your AI stack is now part of your attack surface. TreeTracker 10, Priority 3, SOC modernization that actually works at scale. Alert fatigue isn't new, but the volume problem is getting worse faster than headcount can solve it. The average enterprise, SOC, is drowning in signals that are technically accurate, but operationally useless. Individual alerts that mean nothing without context, correlation, and prioritization. AI-native SOC doesn't mean replacing analysts. It means giving analysts something worth their attention. Correlation across millions of events in real time. Automated triage that routes high-confidence, low-stakes alerts without human touchpoints. Contextualized threat narratives that let analysts understand what's happening, not just what was fired. But here's where most implementations go wrong. They deploy AI and remove the accountability structures that make it trustworthy. As we saw at NullCon this year, the first question enterprises ask about AI SOC isn't how fast is it, it's can we trust it? That question deserves a serious answer. Explainability, auditability, and clear escalation paths aren't nice to haves. They're the difference between AI that improves your SOC and AI that introduces new risk into it. Scale without accountability isn't efficiency, it's a different kind of risk. Priority 4, identity in a world of synthetic everything. The identity perimeter was already under pressure before generative AI arrived. Now it's facing a threat that undermines the foundational assumption of most identity verification systems, that a human is who they say they are. Deepfake voice calls that pass liveness checks, synthetic video that clears video-based verification, credential stuffing attacks augmented by AI that learns which combinations to try first. The human signal, the thing identity systems were designed to verify, can now be fabricated convincingly enough to fool both systems and people. Identity security in 2026 must move beyond what users present and into how they behave. Continuous authentication, behavioral biometrics, anomaly detection that operates across the full session, not just at the login gate. These capabilities require AI. They also require AI that can adapt as synthetic identity techniques evolve, which they will. When identity can be forged convincingly, behavior becomes the only reliable signal. Priority 5. Regulatory compliance in the age of AI accountability compliance has always lagged threat reality. But 2026 is the year regulation starts catching up with AI, specifically with the organizations that deployed it without adequate governance. The EU AI Act's obligations for high-risk systems are live. SEC guidance on AI-related disclosures is sharpening, and regulators in every major market are asking the same question that security teams are. If your AI made this decision, who is accountable for it? For security teams, the compliance implication is direct. AI-driven detections, automated responses, and model-assisted triage all need audit trails, not just for regulators, but for you. When something goes wrong, you need to reconstruct exactly what the system saw, what it decided, and why. That requires AI infrastructure built with auditability as a first-class requirement, not a retroactive add-on. The organizations that will navigate 2026's regulatory landscape well are the ones that have already built their AI security stack with accountability baked in. Everyone else will be retrofitting, under deadline, under scrutiny, and probably under incident response conditions. Accountability isn't the enemy of AI speed, it's what makes speed sustainable. Why every priority runs through AI native security? You cannot defend against AI augmented threats with non-AI defenses. You cannot secure AI infrastructure without AI-aware tooling. You cannot modernize a SOC at scale without AI-driven triage. You cannot solve the synthetic identity problem without behavioral AI. And you cannot meet the accountability demands of AI regulation without an audit infrastructure built for AI systems. AI-native security isn't a product category. It's the architectural requirement that underpins every serious security investment of 2026. The question isn't whether to adopt it. It's whether you adopt it deliberately with the accountability structures, the explainability, and the human oversight that make it genuinely trustworthy, or whether you bolt it on reactively and inherit all the risks that come with that. The security teams building something genuinely better in 2026 aren't asking whether to use AI. They're asking what it will take to trust it and build to that standard from day one. The right framework isn't humans versus machines. It's knowing with precision what your machines have earned the right to handle and holding them accountable the same way you hold people accountable. Expand autonomy as it's proven, not before. That's not a constraint on AI. That's how you build security that actually works. We work with enterprise security teams to design AI-native architectures that are fast, accountable, and built to earn trust.